My name's Robert James Burden, and I'm a retired police sergeant from Staffordshire Police. When they were rebuilding this precinct here, one Sunday afternoon, we were on duty in Longton. There was an old PC who's now dead, named Harold. It was around the 63, 64, and the bus station was still here, not with the shelters on, but just the stands that were left. I was on patrol down, or walking Stafford Street, which is the Strand, and there was another PC, he's died now, very old PC, but he was one of the old schools of PC. And as he was walking down past Barclays Bank, every time a car went through, he heard a knocking. And when there was no cars, it was silent. So instead of going and pushing doors and things, he got round to the telephone box, which was at the bottom of the town area, and he phoned the police station. So we all congregated on the bank, and sure enough, there were three people breaking through from the shop next door into the bank at Barclays. And of course, they suddenly realised that we're on to them, and they run. Now, my mate, Peter Sims, and he drove what we used to call a noddy bike. It was an old Velocet with a water-cooled engine. So this lad ran across the bus station and then towards what is now the precinct, which was being built. And he chased this youth over the bus station on his bike as though he was riding a horse. And he mowed this bloke down in the new building site. They were obviously arrested. And at 10 o'clock that night on a Sunday, a solicitor from London walked into Longton Police Station to demand the release of his clients. Now, we are talking about the early 60s. And he went to court next day on the Monday, and he said to the magistrates, "This is a mere counting house attempt." And the magistrate said to the solicitor, "It may be mere in London, but we take strong objection to people breaking in our banks." And they sent him. They sent him down. Incidentally, the solicitor that came from London was convicted in the Great Train Robbery